Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Robin.
This will be an abbreviated edition of New Music Friday. It's a slower release week, and we're at South by Southwest, but we do want to highlight some notable releases for March 15th, starting with Karen O and her album with Danger Mouse called Lux Prima. This is Karen O, best known as the lead singer for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and Danger Mouse, the producer Danger Mouse, on an album called Lux Prima. The song is called Woman. And Danger Mouse, Brian Burton as Danger Mouse, and Karen O, they're so perfectly suited together. I can't believe that they've never collaborated together really before now.
Yeah, and when you hear it, man, it just makes so much sense. They've been apparently talking about making this record together for something like a dozen years as they've worked through all these different projects. She's made all these records with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. She made a solo album a few years ago called Crush Songs, which is very brittle and vulnerable. He's been off with Broken Bells or in Gnarls Barkley or producing records for Beck or U2. They're very, very busy people, but they come together and make this record that really combines their sensibilities. It has his classic sounding kind of cinematic qualities that he loves to put in his music, and it's got her boundless charisma. They're both in their early 40s. She's talked in interviews and stuff about feeling like she's at a real crossroads in her career. She became a parent. Yeah Yeah Yeah's record contract ran out. She's kind of trying to figure out exactly who she wants to be and what she wants to do next.
The cut we played is called Woman, and it sounds to me like what you might expect from Karen O, a little gnarled in there. But then you've got the opening cut, which is the title cut, Lux Prima. It's this 9-minute odyssey. Let's hear a little bit of it. Lux Prima is Latin for first light, and this song opening the record, it kind of feels like an awakening and a real statement from Karen O on where her life is now. You know, you talked about how she's a new mom now. This album is very much a reflection on motherhood and the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted as a parent. And she says, you know, that she just feels very drained at times, but it doesn't matter because the love that she feels right now is so profound as a parent. She ends the album with a song called Nox Lumina, which means night lights. And on it, she says, somewhere in my room, sometimes I don't lock the door. Every time I close my eyes, someone else's paradise turns me into someone new. And a reflection there really on being a parent and how the love that you get, knowing the joy you're bringing to somebody else, makes you feel that much better. Karen O and Danger Mouse, yeah, I was very excited when I saw that they paired up for this one, the album Lux Prima. Let's go to the band The Cinematic Orchestra. The Cinematic Orchestra, their new record is called To Believe.
Artiste of the realm, founder and fusionary. Foot map, linguistic scanter. Helpless in the entity. See the cage bird at the bosom of the angry shortfall. One finds a fistful. All engaging. all engaging.
This is the Cinematic Orchestra. Their album is called To Believe, and the song we're hearing is A Caged Bird, Imitations of Life, and this has the rapper Roots Manuva on it. The Cinematic Orchestra, a British electronic duo, Jason Swinsko and Dominic Smith, and this is their first album in 12 years.
Yeah, Cinematic Orchestra had a huge hit back in 2006 with the song To Build a Home, and they're back with this new album of reflections on the core idea of what do you believe? What should you believe? You have a mix of stuff like the song that you just played where that cinematic orchestration is paired up with bits of hip-hop and also more classic ballady kind of songs. There's a song called To Believe with Moses Sumney.
Yeah, I want to actually play a little bit of that song with Moses Sumney because you can't really listen to a minute of one song on this record and think you know what this record sounds like. There's such a range to it. But here's a little bit of the song To Believe with Moses Sumney. My God. Yeah. And what a great pairing with this band. There's also some really interesting instrumental pieces on this. There are only 7 cuts on the record, but here's an instrumental one, just a little bit of an instrumental cut called The Workers of Art. Some really soaring, rich string arrangements, some electronics. This is an incredible range to this record.
Yeah, a lot of different guest vocalists pop up and give different shapes to a lot of these songs.
The album is called To Believe from the Cinematic Orchestra. And as I said at the top of the show, this is an abbreviated edition of New Music Friday. So not as many albums as we normally run through, but we do still need to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti USB microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue helps thousands of creators tell their stories every day and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get started with special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson. We kick off the second half of our show with a really just curious album from Stephen Malkmus called Groove Denied. Stephen Malkmus, Groove Denied is the record. The song is Rushing the Acid Frat. And, you know, I keep seeing this album billed as his electronic album, and there are some electronics on it, but, you know, he's mostly known for Pavement, the band that made this sort of woozy guitar rock, and this record kind of swings between those two worlds.
Yeah, I think this record starts out sounding very experimental and weird. Actually, let's hear just a few seconds of the first track, Belziger Faceplant.
Yeah, I mean, you hear this, you're like, oh,
what is going on? And I appreciate the fact that as Stephen Malkmus kind of moves through this very, very prolific career, he's still experimenting all the time. And, you know, Pavement could be a very strange band. And I think that if this record had come out as like just a weird hairpin turn for Pavement,
right,
it would fit, I think, more neatly into the chronology of his career. This is an album that Malkmus has been working on for 12 or 13 years. It is entirely recorded and performed 100% by him. And it's clearly this weird labor of love.
Yeah, and a lot of humor in it, too. Yeah. I don't know if he intends it to be, but...
he's a funny dude.
You know, but he's funny, and he's got a great sense of humor, and I was smiling through the whole thing. The album Groove Denied from Stephen Malkmus. Let's go to a completely different mood. This one comes from the singer Finn Andrews. Finn Andrews, his new album is called One Piece at a Time.
We stand here hopeless and battered, carelessly led astray. Little comfort, what dies by the lightning is reborn in the rain. Go tell it all to the morning. There's no need to ask twice. Love without hesitation. Love with all your might. The horrors of the deep can't compete with your crimes. This own world will forgive you one piece at a time.
When the choir comes in on this one, it's just like a preach moment, you know, and the choir's backing him up on this sort of universal idea of time heals all. Mm-hmm. One Piece at a Time is the name of this song and also the name of the record from Finn Andrews, a singer who's best known for fronting the band The Veils, which a band that makes pretty adventurous rock.
Yeah.
And this is so far from that.
It's really interesting. When we talked about Karen O earlier in the segment, we were talking about an artist who's at a cusp, at kind of a crossroads, and trying to figure out where to go next. And like you said, The Veils have made this adventurous rock records, and this is a much more singer-songwriterly, stately record. It's clearly a breakup album, and it was written at a point where Finn Andrews found himself in this in-between zone, and I think wanted to kind of redefine what he's doing in his music.
Yeah, I was really surprised by this one in a good way. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it wasn't this. And as you said, it's a breakup album. All the songs are pretty much about how brokenhearted he is over lost love. And the topic itself is obviously very well worn. Mm-hmm. But I really liked his way of articulating it across this record. There's one song called A Shot Through the Heart, Then Down in Flames. And he sings, I never thought I'd fall so fast. You wanted only disaster. I never thought I'd fall so fast. If this is love, what comes after? Mm-hmm. Some great lines on this record. One Piece at a Time from Finn Andrews. I was going to wrap up New Music Friday after this one, but I have one more, I'll call it a bonus album that I want to get to. First, real quickly, there are a couple other notable records worth mentioning. Matmus, the electronic band Matmus, known for their work with Björk, has a new album out called Plastic Anniversary. All the sounds on it were made by beating or hitting or striking things made out of plastic. All the instruments are made out of plastic. Nice. And then also the singer Todd Snyder has a beautiful new album out called Cash Cabin Season, Volume 3. There was no Volume 1 or 2. He just went right to Volume 3.
Well, I want to throw out a good word for the album Trust in the Life Force of the Deep Mystery by a dance jazz ensemble called The Comet Is Coming. Really propulsive, fascinating, apocalyptic danceable jazz music led by the saxophone player Shabaka Hutchings.
I don't think I've ever heard any piece of music described as danceable apocalyptic jazz.
It's true, though.
All those records, plus this bonus one I want to end with, out on March 15th. And the reason this is a bonus one I wasn't originally going to play is because we just had this band on the show. The band is Chai,
yeah.
A band that you picked for Bob Boylan to hear on our South by Southwest preview show. One thing we didn't talk about on the preview show, however, is that Chai has a new album out. It's out now on March 15th. It's called Punk. The band is Chai, the album is Punk, and if you couldn't understand what they were saying Choose Go, which is the name of this song. There's not really much that we need to say about this band that we didn't cover in the preview show, but if you need the kind of pick-me-up that you can only get from, let's say, shotgunning a can of Jolt Cola, then just listen to this band.
Yeah, it's pure joy.
I looked up the lyrics to this song, Choose Go. They're, hey, do you know what's the reason being able to confidently step? Do you know what's the reason? Being able to invincibly smile.
Yes!
And I love the idea of an invincible smile.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
The band Chai, the album Punk. That'll do it for this quick edition of New Music Friday. We are in Austin all this week for South by Southwest. You can hear our late night dispatches in the podcast now. Steven, how do people follow you on Twitter?
You can find me at IDislikeSteven.
Best Twitter handle and most appropriate of all time.
Very appropriate.
I am at NPROBIN. That's NP Robin. As always, you can hear all these songs we featured on the program and a whole lot more in NPR's New Music Friday playlist. It's on Spotify. Just open the app and search for NPR Music. You can also find it and listen on our website, npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.